Kennecott Minerals owns the Flambeau mine, which produced copper, gold, and silver worth somewhere between company reports of $340 million and a critic's estimate of more than twice that figure. Kennecott touted the open pit site as Wisconsin's first example of modern mining, able to meet tougher laws governing water and air pollution. During the 4 years the mine was open in the 1990s, business groups produced a video about the operation.
Through the installation of acres of heavy protective liners under waste and water areas, Flambeau has eliminated any possibility of acids seeping into the groundwater.
Now, 13 years after mining wrapped up, the site is quiet enough to hear a dog barking in the distance and the traffic from a nearby state highway. As part of Flambeau's $20 million land reclamation project, the 32 acres have been filled in with tons of limestone and sulfide-bearing waste rock. Topsoil, wetlands, and prairie plants cover the site, as do horse and hiking trails. Yet Duluth resident Laura Gauger, who co-wrote a book about the mine, says the seemingly park-like setting is basically just grass over a grave.
In that it's a diversion to see the prairie restoration and not to be commenting on what's going on with the water underneath this surface and what's going on with the water in this little creek. That's the subject of our notice letter.
To explain that notice letter, Gauger and two environmental attorneys recently hiked through knee-deep snow to look at a frozen pond on the former mining site. In warmer months, the pond catches stormwater runoff and sends outflow into a creek that feeds into the Flambeau River. One of Gauger's attorneys, Madison lawyer Jamie Saul, says there's too much metallic pollution going into what's called Stream C.
We have concerns with the discharge because they show high levels of copper and also zinc and iron. In some cases, 10 times or more, the state chronic toxicity standard for copper.
Saul has co-authored a notice of intent, warning of a possible lawsuit alleging a violation of the Federal Clean Water Act unless Kennecott gets a federal discharge permit. Saul acknowledges that mining critics made a threat to go to state court last year, but he says the federal case would be stronger. At the Rusk County Community Library in Ladysmith, water trickles through a sculpture largely made of copper. Kennecott and its subsidiary, Flambeau Mining, helped pay for the new library, part of $28 million laid out in local and state mining taxes. During peak mining operations, the mine also employed 70 people. Flambeau's last employee, reclamation manager Jana Murphy, says her company is disappointed in the latest notice of intent letter.
We're conducting a review of it, and whatever the outcome of the review, we'll vigorously defend against any legal action. The facts still remain that we've remained in complete compliance with our permits and Wisconsin regulations.
A national group, the Center for Biological Diversity, says it's watching to see what Flambeau Mining agrees to in the next few weeks, or if the dispute goes to federal court. The center's Mark Fink says what happens is important throughout the region, given other proposed sulfide mines in the upper Midwest.
The mining companies like to look at Flambeau as kind of a poster child as to how it's done, and so that made us also want to look at it to see if it resulted in any problems.
Fink says in addition to the surface water concerns at the former Flambeau mine, he's also trying to keep an eye on what's happening to local groundwater. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Ladysmith.